We're doing brachot. We're up to daf hey amar aleph. Amar Rav Levi bar Chama, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Levi bar Chama quotes Reish Lagish. Leolam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. Person should always arouse anger, his good desire over his bad desire. A person has to realize that there are two forces within every person. Aside from all the external stimuli we have, we also have within ourselves two tendencies. All of our desires can be broken up into one of these two. Is it a desire that's pulling me for good? Is it a desire that's pulling me for bad? And one always has to arouse his good desire to battle his bad desire. Shenemal, as the verse says, and that's how we got onto this topic, because we had quoted this verse last time. Rigzu ve'al techtau, anger and you won't come to sin. So what does it mean, anger? It means get your good desire upset at your bad desire. So a person feels like he should go and have a cheeseburger. So his good desire should say, wait a second, I want to be a good person. How could he even think such a thought? His good should be angry at his bad. Get it upset at the other side. Get your good aroused. Hey, I'm such a positive person. I do so much good. How could I even think of doing that thing? It's a constant battle, and we have to use the good, our desire for good, so to speak, to be upset at our desire for bad. Even though the desire for bad is also a good thing. We need that. It's a spice of life. In nitzcho, and if that desire for good won, mutav, okay, so you won that battle, that's good. Vim lav, and if you see that didn't work, and your desire for bad is still ever potent, so being that this is an internal battle, yasok b'torah, so you take internal medicine, deal in Torah, shenemar, as the verse continues and says, imru vilvavchem, discuss that which it says, alevavecha, the Torah is on our hearts, so say in your hearts, learn Torah. In nitzcho, if with that he won the yetzer hara, mutav, okay, that's good. Vim lav, and if not, yikra kriyat shema. So then you bring in the elite forces. You read shema. Wow, shenemaz, the verse says, al mishkavchem. Now, shema brings us back to basics. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu, Hashem Echad. No, that's as basic as it gets. God is one. He's running the world. What does He want of me? Ta'avtes Hashem Lokecha, to love Hashem with everything I got. Slowly we remind ourselves of the basics, and sometimes that can have a more powerful effect than dealing in Torah. Shinemaz, the verse says, Al Mishkavchem. And that's what it says in the Torah. B'shochbecha, you reach Shema when you lie down. Im Nitzcho, if you won that way, mutav, okay, that's also good. Vim lav, and if even that's not working, yizkolo yom amita, remind him of the end. Where's it all going to end up? Shenemal v'domusela. The conclusion of the pasuk is, remember, there's a day of silence. There's a day where all this won't matter. So even though a person internally, he has all kinds of desires, when a person reminds himself that, you know, the time will come when I'm going to be eaten by vermin, and then what will all this desire have amounted to? That's like the most powerful weapon. You don't use that at first glance. You first try smaller things. You try Yetzer Tov. You try first doing positive, arousing the positive within you. If that doesn't work, you try Torah. If that doesn't work, you try Shema. If that doesn't work, then you have no choice. You come to that morbid fact that you're going to end up in the grave. Okay? Onward. Another quote from Rabbi Levi bar Chama in the name of Reish Lakish. My dichtiv, what does the verse mean in the end of Parshas Mishpatim? Hashem says to Moshe, come up Mount Sinai, ve'etna lecha, and I will give you at luchot ha'even v'atorah v'amitzvah shekatavti lo rotam. I will give you the tablets of stone, the Torah, the mitzvah that I've written to teach them. What is the verse talking about? Luchot elu aserta divrot. When God says, come up, I'll give you the tablets, that's the Ten Commandments. Torah, ze mikra. Torah, that's the Chumash. We have a mitzvah to read in the Torah. Ve'amitzvah, zo mishnah. That's a reference to the Mishnah part of the oral law. Asher katavti, come up and I'll give you that which I've written. Elu nevim viktuvim. That's a reference to the prophets. Lohotam, so that you'll be able to teach them how to behave in daily life. That's the logic behind the Mishnah. Zegmara, that's a reference to Talmud. This teaches that all of these were given to Moshe at Sinai. The written law, the oral law, Mishnah, Gemara. He didn't read the Gemara and say, Abaye says this and Rava says that. His Gemara was just the logic of the Mishnayot. It was very clear, so he didn't have all these conflicting opinions. But nonetheless, he had his version of Talmud.